Getting your website noticed online, well, it can feel like you're shouting into the wind sometimes, right?
Definitely. Especially if you don't have, a massive marketing budget to throw at it.
Exactly. And I bet a lot of people listening are looking for smart, effective ways to boost visibility without breaking the bank.
That's a goal.
And that's exactly what we're digging into today.
Right. We've been looking at this article from Chris Bradley. He's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing. It outlines five really practical, cost-effective SEO strategies.
Okay.
And what I found interesting looking at his background, 24 years keeping his company profitable, focusing on sales and marketing.
Wow, 24 years. That's experience.
It really is. It tells you this isn't just like abstract theory. This stuff is grounded in actual business success.
Yeah.
And he even mentions things like car shows and family travel. It just kind of reminds you there's a real person behind the advice, someone who gets the day-to-day grind.
Absolutely. It makes it feel more, well, achievable, doesn't it? Less about just gaming algorithms and more about connecting with real people online.
And offering them real value.
Yeah. So our mission today for everyone listening is to really unpack these five strategies. What are the actual steps you can take? Why do they work? We want to give you ideas you can actually think about using, right away without needing that huge budget.
Sounds good. Where should we start?
Okay, let's dive into strategy number one, updating content frequently. Sounds simple enough, but what's really going on there? Why does it matter?
Well, the core idea, it taps into how search engines work. Think of them like digital librarians constantly indexing the web.
Okay.
A site that regularly adds new stuff, blog posts, comments, product info, whatever, or updates old stuff, it signals, hey, I'm active, I'm current.
Right. It's not some dusty old archive.
Exactly. So that prompts the search engine librarian to come check things out more often and potentially, give your content a better spot on the results page. Bradley really stresses that this consistent activity boosts how often you're seen over time.
Yeah, it's like waving a flag saying, hey, we're still here. We've got new things to say.
Pretty much.
And it's not just for the search engines, is it? Bradley brings up the human element too, the actual visitors.
Oh, definitely. If people know you consistently offer useful, timely info, they have a reason to keep coming back, right?
Makes sense. You build loyalty that way.
Precisely. It builds trust, maybe even a sense of community. You become a go-to resource.
So, tying this back to SEO, search engine optimization, this frequent updating isn't like a magic bullet, but more of a long game.
Exactly. It's a long-term investment. You're slowly building your site's authority, covering more ground topic-wise, and that naturally draws in more organic traffic over time.
It takes commitment, time, effort.
For sure. But the payoff, those long-term SEO benefits, can be really significant. Okay, that sets the stage well. Strategy two, then, focusing upon informative content pillars. Pillar sounds important. What does that mean in practice?
Yeah, think big, think foundational. These aren't just quick posts. They're really comprehensive, in-depth guides on the core topics your audience cares most about.
So, like the ultimate resource on subject X.
Kind of, yeah. And Bradley makes a key point here. Avoid keyword stuffing, just jamming in search terms unnaturally.
Right, that always reads terribly.
It does. The focus has to be on genuinely valuable, interesting content that's clear and easy for people to actually use and understand.
Quality over quantity, basically, but deep quality.
Exactly. You're aiming to be the place people go for reliable info on these key subjects.
And the connection to SEO, as Bradley sees it, is that providing this immense value eventually gets rewarded by search engines. It lifts your whole site.
That's the idea. By becoming that go-to resource for visitors, you naturally start looking like a valuable resource to search engines too, which can improve your rankings over time. It's like building a really strong foundation. Okay, so for people listening, the question is, what are those core themes in their field they could really own?
Yeah, what questions do their customers ask constantly? Tackling those with pillar content could really establish authority and attract a more dedicated audience.
Interesting. Now, strategy three sounds intriguing, almost like a clever hack. Striving to supply featured snippets. What exactly are featured snippets?
You've definitely seen them. They're those little boxes, often right at the very top of Google search results, that try to directly answer your question.
Ah, right, the instant answer box.
Exactly. And what's cool, according to Bradley, is that this is a creative, low-budget way. Even smaller websites can sometimes jump to the top for very specific searches.
So hang on, even if my overall site doesn't rank super high, if I can provide the perfect answer to a specific question, Google might feature my answer right at the top.
That's the potential, yes.
Yeah.
It's about becoming the authority source for very specific bits of information. Finding that niche question you can answer better than anyone else.
Wow, okay. That feels like a potential opportunity for smaller players.
It really can be. And Bradley cited a finding, I don't recall the exact percentage, but it was significant that lots of searchers rely on those snippets.
And they might click through.
They might. Even if they see the answer, they might click your link to learn more or just out of curiosity. So you get that visibility, that click, even if you're not hashtag one in the regular results below it, it helps level the playing field a bit.
That's a really smart angle. Think about specific questions, craft clear, concise answers.
Got it. Okay, let's move to number four, employing long-tailed keywords intelligently. We hear keywords all the time in SEO, but what's the deal with long-tailed ones?
The key difference is specificity. A short-tailed keyword is broad, like shoes. A long-tailed keyword is much more specific, like best waterproof hiking boots for wide feet.
Okay, much more detailed.
Right. And Bradley's point is that people searching with these long, detailed phrases often know exactly what they want. They're usually further along in their decision-making process. They're not just browsing. They're looking for something specific, maybe ready to buy or take action.
Often, yes. They're arguably a more qualified visitor. And from an SEO standpoint, the big advantage Bradley highlights is
true. You don't need a Hollywood studio anymore.
Not at all. And second, he mentions reports that some search engine algorithms might give a slight preference to sites that embed relevant multimedia videos, good images.
Why? What's the thinking there?
The idea is that it contributes to a richer user experience, more engaging, potentially more informative.
So not just pretty pictures, but potentially a small algorithmic nod too.
Well,
okay. But there's a catch, right? Bradley mentioned a big warning.
Yes, a crucial one. Don't sacrifice your website's loading speed.
Ah, the speed factor. Why is that so vital?
Because it hugely impacts user experience and how search engines see your site. If your page takes ages to load because of massive videos or images,
people click away, they bounce.
Exactly. And that high bounce rate tells search engines, maybe this page isn't very good or helpful. Bradley stresses fast loading on both desktop and mobile is critical.
So you could have the best video ever, but if it makes your site crawl, it could actually hurt your ranking.
It absolutely could. It's a balancing act.
Finding that sweet spot between engaging media and a snappy user experience.
Precisely. And Bradley does note that if optimizing page speed feels too technical, getting help from an experienced SEO firm can be a worthwhile investment there.
Sometimes bringing in an expert for a specific technical bit makes sense.
Yeah, it can really pay off for the overall health of your site online.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap. We've dug into Chris Bradley's 5 cost-effective SEO ideas. Keep content fresh with frequent updates.
Build authority with those deep, informative content pillars.
Aim for those visible featured snippets by answering specific questions.
Use specific long-tailed keywords to attract the right audience.
And strategically use video and images, but always prioritize fast page loading speed.
That sums it up nicely. And as Bradley emphasizes, none of this is instant. It's about consistent effort over time.
Right, building that visibility brick by brick, which can really pay off for the business in the long run.
Exactly. And, you know, when you look at all 5, there's a common thread, isn't there?
Richard,
it's really all about providing genuine value to your audience, whether it's fresh info, deep dives, quick answers, or engaging visuals, if you focus on serving your visitors well.
The SEO benefits tend to follow.
Often, yes. It's a more sustainable, audience-focused approach.
That's a really great way to frame it. Okay, so for everyone listening, here's something to chew on. What if you consistently applied just 1 or maybe 2 of these strategies? How could that incrementally shift your website's visibility over, say, the next few months?
Good question to ponder.
And maybe get even more specific. What's one niche area, one specific question where you could aim to become the authority, maybe even snag that featured snippet? What's the low-hanging fruit in your content plan right now?
Yeah, where could you start making an impact today?
Exactly. Take these ideas, think about your own situation, and see where you can start putting them into action.